in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation.
John chapter 14 verse 16. Give me an Amplified. John chapter 14 verse 16, Amplified version. Yesterday we looked at the person and ministry of the Holy Spirit, and we saw that the Holy Spirit has a ministry to carry out in us. He performs a ministry in us, and also he has a ministry to carry out through us to the body of Christ and to the world at large. And look at one of the ministry of the Holy Ghost in us. In fact, not just one, seven of them. Let's begin to count. He said, and I will give you the Father, I will give you another comforter, Allos Paracletus. So number one, the Holy Ghost is our comforter. So is one of his ministries to what? Provide comfort. Number two is our counselor, is your trusted confidant, advisor, gives the best counsel. Number three, helper. So the day you receive the Holy Ghost, never say you are helpless. Never. You are never helpless. He's your helper. He's your very present help in time of need. Number what? Four. Is your what? Intercessor. We know not what we will pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself, the Spirit Himself bears us up, props us up, helps us to overcome our limitations, helps us in our weaknesses. Am I communicating? He makes intercession for us according to the will of God. So he's our intercessor. Number what? Number five is our advocate, counsel for the defense. That word advocate is a legal term. Lawyers, law students understand the meaning of advocate, counsel for the defense. Is there advocating in our favor? Then number what? Six is our strengthener. Number seven is our standby. Now I'm interested in number six, is our strengthener. The Holy Ghost, listen, one of the ministry of the Holy Ghost in us is to provide unlimited strength. He is our supernatural strengthener. He is our inward strengthener. He strengthens us from within. He injects into us from within supernatural strength. He is our energizer. He is our divine energizer. He is our divine enabler. Am I communicating? So that we cannot run out of strength and energy. He's our strengthener. Let me show you how he strengthens us. Give me Ephesians chapter 3 verse 14. Let's see how the Holy Ghost strengthens us. How he supplies us with strength. Kaligo barakataya. Is it, look at the prayer for of Apostle Paul for the church at Ephesus. Is it, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Next verse. Is it, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Verse 16. This is where I'm going. He says, look at the content of the prayer of Apostle Paul for the church at Ephesus. He said that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might. To be strengthened with might. To be endunamud with kratos, mighty power. To be strengthened with might by his spirit. How does God strengthen you with might? By his spirit. Which spirit? The Holy Spirit. You know, we said the Holy Spirit is our strengthener. So can you see how he strengthens us? In the inner man. In other words, in the place of prayer, he supplies us with supernatural strength. This is one of the mechanisms of connecting and accessing supernatural strength that comes from the Holy Ghost in our inner man. Every time we blast in tongues, every time we pray in the spirit, every time we oligorize in other tongues, there is the release of supernatural strength from the Holy Ghost. We are strengthened with might in the place of prayer, so that you are not a weakling. Don't believe the report of your body, because your body, you didn't feed it, is weak. It's telling you you are weak. It's a lie. You are not your body. Am I communicating? You are not your body. The real you is your spirit man. He lives in your body. And when you generate power, strength from within, as you pray in the spirit, strength is released, and then it enters this body, and then the body will stop complaining that it is weak. Am I communicating? So the energy that powers this body is not only from physical food. It comes from the strength from within, injected by the Holy Ghost too. Am I communicating? Colossians 1:11. Similar account with Ephesians 3:16. Colossians, there are a lot of similarities between the letters of Apostle Paul to the Ephesians. Ephesians and Colossians have some things in common. It says, strengthened with all might. Look at the content of Apostle Paul's prayer for the church at Ephesus. He said that they will be strengthened with all might, according to what? His glorious power. Kaligo barakataya. Unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. See, it takes strength to be patient. You know why many people cannot endure trying times for long? Many people, their faith will just fizzle out. Many people cannot they don't have this virtue, long suffering, because it takes power for you. Look at it now. I didn't write the Bible. It says, strengthen with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience. That word patience means endurance, staying power. And then long suffering with joyfulness. How can you be going through trying times that is trying your faith, almost finishing, and yet you are full of joy? That means energy and strength is coming from somewhere. Am I communicating? That is keeping you moving despite the challenges. Luke chapter 22 verse 43. Luke 22 verse 43. Are you learning something? Jesus was praying at the Garden of Gethsemane. Hi. He took with him Peter, James, and John. He instructed them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. He himself went a stone's throw from where they were and knelt down and fell down and prayed. And the Bible says, and there appeared an angel unto him from heaven in the place of prayer. There appeared an angel from heaven strengthening him. You see, another way God strengthens us. Now, notice that it didn't say the Holy Ghost. It said there appeared what? Now, listen. The Holy Ghost is our strengthener. Then, and our inward strengthener. Then, in addition, there are angelic strengtheners that can be released to strengthen you. Will you tell me that Jesus didn't have the Holy Ghost within him? Did he have the Holy Ghost? Is the Holy Ghost not his inward strengthener? So why does he need strength from an angel again? That means that apart from the strengthening power of the Spirit from within, another way the Holy Ghost, the Father, God strengthens us is through the ministry of angels. There are angels that their job is to strengthen you in your moment of weakness. And guess what? I'm delighted to announce to you, angelic strengtheners are in this service. Some of you will pray today not with your normal strength, not with your normal energy. I'm telling you, we pray strengthened by the Holy Ghost, strengthened by angels. Angels will be holding people's hand and be infusing strength into them. Now watch this. Because Jesus was supernaturally strengthened by this angel that appeared from heaven as he was praying at the Garden of Gethsemane. Next, look at what happened next. Verse 44. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. See. The prayer increase in gear. It moved from gear. What's the lowest gear now? The lowest gear is which one? I thought gear one is the highest. This manual cars. Which one is the lowest? Gear one is the lowest. Which one is the highest? It moved from gear 1 to gear 5. He was praying normally, perhaps in his own strength initially. But by the time the angel began to strengthen him, the Bible says he was in agony. He prayed more earnestly. Supernatural praying. He moved from natural praying in his natural ability and strength to what? Praying supernaturally, electrically. He started mechanically. Now he continued electrically, supernaturally. He prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. He prayed until his capillaries bursted, and blood mixed with sweat began to come out. He started sweating blood. Hematohidrosis is a medical term. Hematohidrosis. That was what happened there. It was under so. See, he prayed. Somebody say prayer power. Jesus prayed until he sweated blood. Because he was supernaturally energized, strengthened by an angel to pray. Kalabaya. I want you to hold somebody, because that's what I just saw in the spirit. Hold somebody. We're about to pray. I want you to be conscious of the angels that have been sent from heaven to strengthen us tonight to pray. Kaligo Bagida, in addition to the Holy Ghost, our strengthener within, we are being strengthened with all might, with mighty power, by the Holy Ghost in our inner man, according to his glorious power. We are strengthened from within. And then in addition, angelic strengtheners are here to strengthen us to pray beyond our normal natural capacity. The Bible says Jesus, being in agony, he prayed earnestly until great drops of blood. I connect supernatural strength, energy to pray. Ekombakate, ekopraskate.
so precious. Thank you, Father. Shalamako Sofrahazada. The presence of God is mighty in this place. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes. Fresh endowment, fresh oil, fresh grace, new anointing. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You might be seated. Clap your hands, oh you people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Come on, rejoice. Are you people, is there fufu in your mouth? I say, clap your hands, oh ye people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Come on, lift up your voice with strength and rejoice. Come on, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say, rejoice. Hallelujah. Harvest season is a rejoicing season, celebration season. You might be seated in high places. Glory to God. We've been on a series, Requirements for a Good Harvest. Requirements for a Bumper Harvest. Bountiful Harvest, Plentiful Harvest. Part 5. So if you miss any of the part from part 1 to 4, please join our Telegram channel in case you've not. Get the message from the Telegram channel and listen to it. It will bless you in no small way. And even if you've listened to all before, I want to advise you to listen again and again and again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It will bless you. In the part 1, we looked at the need to sow or plant good quality seed. And we looked at the various kinds of seed to sow, depending on the kind of harvest you desire. We said there are different kinds of seeds. Hallelujah. And depending on the kind of harvest you want, you sow those seeds. You can get the message. In the part 2, we looked at the need to sow your good quality seed into good quality soil or ground, good ground. The ground should be well plowed, cultivated, well prepared. And we also looked at the need for a watering system after sowing your seed into the good ground. You need water. Water is one of the major requirements for germination, so that the seed will not die. You need a watering system from rain water, well water, rivers, spring water bodies. Then we said you also need a system of weeding, removal, eradication, elimination of the weeds. Weeds are unwanted plants, unwanted crops. And the weeds, the parable of the sower, we saw the weeds as stones. In the other parable of the tares and the wheat, we saw the weeds as tares. Am I communicating? You must take care of them. Then yes, no, not yesterday. Or was it yesterday? Oh, it was yesterday. We said in the part 4 yesterday, you need a system of what? Protection. From what? Devourers and destroyers. In the physical, in agriculture, those Those are insects, pests, predators, rodents. They can destroy your crops. They can even destroy your harvest in the storehouse when you bring them. Rat can come and eat everything. Insect can eat it up. But we said these are just prophetic symbolism. The realm of the spirit, they are demonic destroyers. We saw Apollyon and what? Apollyon Abaddon, right? The same demon that is destruction destroyer in Hebrew and in Greek. Demonic devourers that destroy people's harvest. They make people to labor in vain. They are responsible for demonic delays, satanic stagnation. You have to deal with those demons that make people labor without any fruit, any tangible result to show. So you need a system of security and safety. This is why you have to be very prayerful even after sowing your seed. Am I communicating? Very important. And we talked of the place of tithing. God said, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. It's very important that you are consistent with your tithing and giving. Then, you see, these devourers are very wicked. I just remember one story. I remember as a medical doctor, there was this our immediate senior, who were in final year when that sad news hit us. A year before us, our senior like that, in medical school, there's this doctor, he has graduated, now he's doing his housemanship as at then. He did his housemanship in FMC Kefi. And then FMC Kefi pays, they were among the best paying hospitals for housemanship. Well, this guy started doing his housemanship. Before he collected his first salary, he was found dead inside his room. Just like that. His death was a mystery. They had to do autopsy to find out the cause of the death. The autopsy report later showed, is it cardiomyopathy? His heart was enlarged or something. Dilated cardiomyopathy. You know. Very sudden. And I remember this young man, I was in his graduation ceremony. When he graduated, it's induction, yes, it's called induction. You know, this ceremony that the doctors, after graduating now, they will now give you your medical license. Then everybody will have his canopy. You come and celebrate and chop rice. I was there, I remember. I was there to chop rice and to rejoice with him. Yes. You know, we Africans, we like free food. You understand? There are people that they don't cook weekends. They go around looking for where they are doing wedding. They even carry extra plate for takeaway. You understand? You don't need to invite them. They'll just come and sit. Praise God. So I was here. This young man, very painful. See, I congratulated him, sir. They even gave me food I ate, rice with chicken. You see, of all the people that celebrated that they did induction, that guy's own was unique because he was the first medical doctor from their village. So the head of their village, all the traditional dance, if you see his own celebrate, it was more than everybody's own. It attracted a lot of attention. But unfortunately, demonic devourers killed this guy before he could earn his first salary. After suffering how many years in medical school? That's why I say, don't just bury your head. Book. Life is spiritual. I'm not saying don't read your book. Oh,
I'm not against, in this ministry we believe in academic excellence, but you need to have a spiritual intelligence. Life is spiritual. Kai, the thing pained me. Aye. When the news got to us, I said, which kind of wickedness is this? That's the ministry of demonic devourers. They don't allow people eat the fruit of their labor. They destroy people's harvest. After suffering, that has come for him to start enjoying. And he's the first medical doctor from his village. Tell your neighbor, you need a system of spiritual fortification. You need to cook yourself. You need to cook yourself. System of safety and security. Am I communicating? Bible says to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is what? Life and peace. That's even one. There's even another doctor, I just remember. This one, they even tried for him small. He did housemanship. Went for NYSC. He was on, if I, this one was planning for his wedding. You know him? Good. They printed cards. Wedding card. He was just traveling. Was it that he was coming back from after passing out parade, POP, after NYSC? He had accident and died. Demonic devourers. Hi! Imagine you were the bride to be. Hi! Life is spiritual. I say life is spiritual. Praise God. That will not be your portion. Never. I will attend your wedding. I will chop your wedding rice. And anybody that say you will not marry well, Kai, wait till you go do the person. Oh, eh? No. Eh? The person go pick pure water leather and sweep. It go help you sweep the venue after the wedding. Gather the bones. Because the person no go see food chop self. You must marry well. Amen. Am I communicating? Then yesterday we also saw that you need a lighting system. A lighting system. Oh, sunlight is one of the requirements for photosynthesis. Very important. In fact, life, scientists believe that life on earth is sustained by the sun. How many of you know that? Because animals depend on plants for food. Imagine without plant, can animals survive? Eh? You say, oh, what of the those that are carnivorous, that eat? Even the carnivorous, the animals they are eating also depend on plant. So without plant, there won't even be animal for the other ones to eat. So, just like life on earth depends on the sun, your spiritual life depends on the sun of righteousness and another one of the same kind, the Holy Spirit, Allos Paracletus. And we say both of them are one. So, the lighting system talks about the presence and ministry of the Holy Spirit, which Jesus said is another one of the same kind, because we saw that Jesus was the son of, is the son of righteousness. We looked at it extensively. Please get the message. Today I'll go into part 5. What I just did is summary. Am I communicating? Part 5. In this part 5 we'll look at the partnership of faith. Somebody say faith. The partnership of faith. Kelabakasa. Pray in tongues. To open up your spirit. To receive. The word is about to be sown. Pray in tongues. Kelabakasaya. And robokosa. The partnership of faith. Mande kila frato le kida hatan. Go ahead and pray in the Holy Ghost. Say, but ye beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith,
praying in the Holy Ghost. Kalego Borondo Frekadiki Brakadia. Maga Branda Kabraska Teke Bresco Tequila Brakatash. Radikoso Vreketeke Breketeke Brakadosh. Imbarakondo Frezida Halatanas. Angele Kojele Branda Gabragada Gabragadash. Ilabako Sovrahatasko Felekindo Kovrahazanta. Anda Kabako Sovrakapatea. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. We take delivery of our supernatural harvest with speed. We take delivery. Keto se fermente, eto kopote, eka pateni, embrekateke, digi breke, digi breke die. In the name of Jesus. 1 Corinthians 9 verse 10. One of the requirements to reap your bumper harvest, your plentiful harvest, is the partnership of faith. The partnership of faith. The partnership of faith. Give me this in Amplified. 1 Corinthians 9 verse 10. The partnership of faith. It says, does it speak certainly and entirely for our sake? Assuredly it is written for our sake. Because the plowman, who is a plowman? Somebody plowing the ground, cultivating the ground, preparing it to plant seed, right? For farming. He said the plowman ought to plow in hope. And you know, when we talk about hope, hope has to do with picture, a mental picture of the future. Hope has to do with confident expectation of something good to happen to you based on the word of God in the future. Am I communicating? So in a sense, hope has to do with vision of the future. Right? Vision. And we talked about, when I was talking about the protocol for the harvest, the first thing we talked about is what? Vision. You must envision the harvest. Okay? So the plowman plows in hope. He has a vision of the harvest before he starts plowing. That is even what is motivating him. He said, and the thresher ought to thresh in what? Expectation of partaking of the harvest. In expectation. He's talking of the expectation of faith. Am I communicating? If you must partake of the harvest, you must what? Have high expectation. The harvest you don't expect will not manifest. Write it down. The harvest you don't expect will never manifest. Because expectation is the mother of manifestation. Expectation is what? The mother of manifestation. It says the plowman ought to plow in hope, the thresher ought to thresh in expectation of partaking of the harvest. For you to partake of the harvest, you must expect the harvest. Glory to God. You must expect, is talking of the expectation of faith, to partake of the harvest you envision. Habakkuk chapter 2 from verse 1. Habakkuk chapter 2. Are we there? It says, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me. Learn not just to hear what God says. Learn to see what God says. Let the word of God come into you. Let it create a vision of what the word talks about. A vision of the future. A vision of the result in your heart. A picture. The word of God transmits visions, pictures and images. Stirs up visions. To see what he will say to me. And what I shall answer when I am reproved. Verse 2. Then God finally spoke. He said, and the Lord answered me, because he was expecting God to talk to him in his meditation. He said, God answered me and said, write the vision. In this season, you are not wise if your journal and writing material, your pen and your journal, if they are not always close by you, you are not wise. In fact, God will not talk to you. You know, if God talks to you and you don't write it down, he will stop talking to you. It means you don't value it. Whatever he tells you, document it, journal it. If you see, my journal is almost filled though, and this is just January. God, I receive so much instruction, so much inspirations. God, you know, the voice of God comes to me very clearly in this season. Honestly, so many things. I keep writing. Write. Don't trust your small brain. Say, I will remember. You will forget. Because thoughts easily evaporate. Thoughts are very volatile things. Anytime you receive a spirit-inspired thought, a thought inspired by the Holy Ghost, quickly write it down. Don't trust your mind, say your brain, that you will remember later. It will evaporate. Praise God. Be wise. Get your sleep with your writing material by your bedside, because God will speak to you. He will show you things. Journal them. Document them. Write the vision, make it plain upon tables, that he may what? Run. You don't sleep with vision, you run with it. The vision you don't pursue, you cannot possess. The proof of desire is pursuit. Am I communicating? The proof of desire is pursuit. Passionate pursuit. That he may run, so you go to work on it. What you don't work out, what you don't work on will not work out and will not work well. That he may run that readeth it. Verse 3. It says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. So you have to be sensitive to divine timing. But at the end it shall speak. He's talking of the vision of the supernatural harvest you foresee. Am I communicating? The vision of the harvest is for an appointed time. He said, at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come to pass, it will not tarry. Verse 4. This is where I'm going. He said, behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him. Okay? He said, but the just shall live by his faith. Even God lives by his own faith. He expects his children to live by what? Faith. There is a connection between Habakkuk 1 to 3 and verse 4. 1 to 3 talks about vision. 4 talks about faith. Is there a connection? Yes. You need faith, the partnership of faith, in order to actualize the vision, in order to materialize the vision, in order to fulfill the vision. Faith is a major. So the vision of the supernatural harvest that you see, the supernatural harvest you envision, you need faith to what? You need faith to what? Actualize it. You need faith to materialize it in this realm. So you must partner with God in faith. 4 times we're told in scripture that the just shall live by faith. This is the first one, Habakkuk 2:4. The next one, Romans 1:17. The just shall live by faith. Romans 1:17. You see it there. The just shall live by faith. Paul started by saying, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. In verse 16, then 17. He said, for daring in the gospel is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, in Habakkuk 2:4, he's quoting Habakkuk 2:4. As it is written, the just shall live by what? By faith. Not by fear. Not by doubt. Not by unbelief. Not even by what you saw in your dream. The just shall live by faith. Bishop Oyedepo said, he once dreamed that he saw himself inside casket. died, a coffin, he died. And people were mourning and crying. Crying, oh, this great man of God just died like that. Oh, oh. And he was seeing himself inside coffin in the dream. He said, when he woke up, he said, Satan, are you not stupid? How can I be seeing myself dead? And he said, nonsense. So the Bible said, they just shall live by faith, not what he saw in a dream. Anything you see in your dream that is not the will of God, that is not in line with the word of God, change it when you wake up. Change it with your faith-filled declaration in the place of prayer through your prophetic decrees. Change it. Use the word of God and change it. Nonsense. You die, you saw yourself, you died like a chicken. They just shall live by what? Not what he saw in a dream. Even the will of God that is revealed to you in a dream still need the partnership of faith to materialize it in this realm. Am I communicating? Galatians 3:11. Four times we were told, this is the second one, the just shall live by faith. We've looked at Habakkuk 2:4, we have looked at Romans 1:17, Galatians 3:11. It says, but that no man is justified by the law of Moses in the sight of God. It is evident, for the just shall live by what? Faith. That means the just can die without faith. That's why I said, this is why some Christians die. It's not the gun that killed them. It is fear. Lack of faith. No faith. It was not the accident that killed them. It was what? Fear. Am I communicating? Bankruptcy of faith. The kingdom of God functions by faith. We walk by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7. The kingdom of God functions by the economy of faith. Am I communicating? We buy and sell by faith. We carry out spiritual transactions in the kingdom by faith. We don't use physical money there. What physical money is in this physical realm is what faith is in the spirit realm, is what faith is in our kingdom. You know, in this realm, anything you want to get, they will say, bring money. Money is like the legal tender, it's like the purchasing power. Huh? But in our kingdom, in the realm of the spirit, the purchasing power is your faith. Anything your faith can carry, it is unto you according to your faith. You receive by faith. Receive your miracles, your supernatural harvest, your breakthrough by faith. Whatever is too much for your faith is too much for you. Praise God. You pay for things by faith in the kingdom of God. Faith is a spiritual law by which the kingdom of God functions. It's a fundamental law in the kingdom. The economy in the kingdom of God is the economy of faith. Faith is our purchasing power. Faith is our legal tender. Praise God. Give me Hebrews 10:38. Hebrews 10:38. The just shall live by faith. Now, the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, listen, if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Draw back from what? From this faith walk. Am I communicating? You know, the whole of the entire Christianity is called the faith. Christianity is called the way. In the New Testament, in the book of Acts, it's called the way. Then it's also called the faith. Because we saw that in Acts 6. It says, I think verse 7. It said the word of God multiplied. And the number of the word of God grew, the number of disciples multiplied, and many priests became obedient to the faith. So the faith there is talking of the Christian faith. Christianity as a whole is called the faith. So he said, if any man draw back from this faith life, from this walk of faith, God said, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. In other words, before anybody draw back or backslides, the person first loses faith. Before anyone backslides, he loses faith first. Before anyone draws back, they lose faith. Before anyone goes into apostasy, they first lose faith. Which faith? The real Bible faith. And God said, if anyone draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Why? Because he said, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Hebrews 11:6. It is faith that pleases God. It is faith, through faith, that you give God pleasure. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. It is your faith, when you function, every time you function in faith, you please God. You bring God pleasure. You give God pleasure. You bring God delight. If any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. You see that? But thank God, verse 39, it says, we are not of them that draw, who draw back unto perdition. Tell your neighbor, we are not of them that draw back unto perdition. Perdition means destruction, eternal doom. But of them that what? Believe to what? The saving of the soul. Then verse 40, Hebrews 10:40. Let me see whether media have sense. Verse 40. To whom brain is given, sense is required. Verse 40. Eh? Yes. Clap for them. They have sense. Apostle Paul actually started this discussion not from this discussion in Hebrew, in the whole of Hebrew 11. He started the discussion from that Hebrew chapter 10 verse 38 when he started talking about faith. This is like a continuation. If he was to continue, this would have been Hebrews 10 verse 40. Am I communicating? Because the Bible was not written in chapters and verses. It was like a letter. Free-flowing letter, but it was broken into chapter and verses for easy referencing. Imagine the whole book of Hebrew without chapter and verses. It would be difficult to locate some things, right? So, now! Tell your neighbor, now! Faith is always now, not tomorrow. Faith is not futuristic. Hope is in the future. Faith is now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Okay, give me an amplified. I like the way amplified put it. Amplified. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, and then the evidence of unseen reality. Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation. You see that? The title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, the conviction of their reality, faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. Are you seeing this? I like this. So what is faith? Let me give you some definition. Write this down. What is faith? Number one, faith is firm conviction, in bracket, full persuasion. Firm conviction, in bracket, full persuasion, and confident assurance. And confident assurance that is based on the word of God, in bracket, rhema. and confident assurance that is based on the word of God. That word of God there, put in bracket, rhema, comma, and proved by your words and deeds of obedience. And proved by your words. That was there, it's talking of your confessions. And deeds of obedience. In bracket, put corresponding actions of faith. You will not see this definition on Google. You won't see it on YouTube. But it's a very comprehensive definition of faith I just gave you. Almost every aspect is captured there. At the end of that definition, put my name for reference. In case you see it anywhere, know that it was borrowed. Praise God. Hey. Let me take it again. Faith is firm conviction, in bracket, full persuasion, and confident assurance that is based on the word of God, in bracket, rhema, comma, and proved by your words or confessions and deeds of obedience. So the words and deeds of obedience is called corresponding actions of faith. That's why I say put corresponding actions of faith in brackets. Is it clear? That's the first definition. The second definition, right? Faith is confident rest in the faithfulness of God. Confident rest. Hi. Confident rest in the faithfulness of God. Number three, what is faith? Number three, faith is taking God at His word and behaving or acting that way. Faith is taking God at His word and behaving or acting that way. That is doing God's word. Faith is doing God's word to prove that you believe Him in order to commit His integrity to perform. Faith is what? Doing God's word to prove that you believe Him in order to commit His integrity to perform. Okay? Romans 10:17. It says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The word of God, they have taught you before, it means what? Rhema. And the hearing there means to hear for the purpose of understanding. We say faith is a direct product of understanding of the word of God that you have what? Heard and received. If you don't understand the word, you don't understand, cannot give you faith. That's why the Bible says, with all thy getting, get understanding. In the parable of the sower, the seed that fell on the wayside, these are they that heard the word but did not understand. They heard through this ear, it came out through the other ear. They didn't understand anything. Satan cometh immediately and stole the word. Am I communicating? And the word there is rhema. We said the faith of God, the beginning of the equation, it begins with the reception of rhema. Every year we normally do faith series, right? Yes. And I like to teach on faith. The faith equation begins with the reception of rhema. You must first receive rhema. Okay? Rhema has to come to you. That quickened word, that specific word, that now word, that the Holy Ghost quicken in your heart. It comes alive in your spirit to you, a specific person, at a specific time, to address a specific situation
Am I communicating? To solve a specific problem. So you see that rhema is time specific, person specific, situation specific. Are you seeing that? Out of the entire body of the logos, out of the whole logos, the Holy Ghost broods upon the logos and quicken a particular word, rhema, to you, and it causes faith to come alive. And it is a now word. It's like a word of command, and you declare it, you speak it out. We say it begins with the reception of rhema, and then you become fully persuaded. That's complete conviction. Based on that rhema, you come to the point of full conviction. You are completely persuaded about the truth of that word you have received. It becomes your reality. And then, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. You now release the faith through your words and your deeds. What we call the corresponding actions of faith. Am I communicating? You talk that way. Your confession is based on your conviction. The truth that you are completely convinced about, it will come out of your mouth. You speak it out. That's what we call the confession of faith. Faith proclamation. Whosoever shall say to this mountain. Okay, that's your faith speaking. And then you act that way. Okay, your words and deeds, they prove your faith. James talked about faith without works. He said faith without works is dead, right? The works there in James 2:17, can you give me James 2:17? The works there is talking of the corresponding actions of faith. Even so, faith, if it had not works, the works there, it's not talking of the works of the law. It's not the works of the law of Moses. It's talking of the corresponding actions of faith. The things that faith in your heart will move you to do, will move you to say. Am I communicating? Now, there are people that teach that the corresponding actions of faith does not include speaking. But it's not true. Speaking is part of the corresponding action of faith. I don't have time. I can prove it in the Bible. See, speaking is part of, in fact, throughout the whole Bible, the initial corresponding action of faith is speaking. How did God release his faith to create the world? And God said, am I communicating? We saw how God created the world. The primary way God released his faith is by speaking. It's just that speaking is not the only corresponding action of faith. There are also deeds of obedience. You understand? So both of them, that's why I said both of them, they are classed under corresponding action. So you talk the talk and you do the deeds. Am I communicating? Faith without works is dead. Hallelujah. So, when you are in faith, there are things that faith will move you to do. They call them corresponding actions of faith. The things faith demand. Malabakoshala brakateke bakataya. Give me Luke chapter 5 verse 4. Luke chapter 5 verse 4. Now, when he had left speaking, Jesus, he just finished speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, let down your nets for a draught. Next verse. And Simon answered, said unto him, Master, we've toiled all the night, we've taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word. Can you see this? Nevertheless, at thy word. The Greek word there is rhema. At this rhema I just received. You know, Jesus, what was the instruction? Launch out, that was the rhema to him. Launch out thy net into the deep. He said, nevertheless, at thy rhema. So, faith is taking God at his word. Peter acted on that rhema. He said, nevertheless, at thy word. At this rhema,
I let down the net. And look at the result. Look at the result, verse 6. When he had obeyed, when he had this done, you see that? His faith was proved by his what? Corresponding actions. Deeds of obedience. When he had this done, not before. What happened? He enclosed a great multitude of fish. If you want to see miracles of supernatural harvest, then you must what? Partner with God in faith. And let your faith be proved by your corresponding action. Words and deeds of obedience. If Peter had not obeyed, will he have enclosed this? Will he have gotten this miracle? No. Praise God. Your faith is coming alive this year. The partnership of faith. Very important. You want to reap your supernatural harvest. This is non-negotiable. Listen, just like sowing is not automatic, reaping too is not automatic. It takes faith to sow. It takes faith to also reap the harvest of the seed sown. It takes faith to sow your seed. It also takes faith to what? Reap the harvest. That's how important faith is. Kalabako shalabrakataya. Thank you, Father. Next requirement for supernatural harvest. Next requirement. Are you still there? Diligence. Diligence. What is diligence? Right. What is diligence? Diligence is defined as dedicated discipline. Are you writing? Dedicated what? Discipline and a relentless commitment to smart work. Diligence is defined as what? Dedicated discipline and what? A relentless commitment to what? Hard work. Sorry, smart work. What is smart work? Right. Smart work equals the right work plus creative work plus hard work. So you see that hard work is just one component of smart work, right? Smart work is what? The right work. You know, many people are doing the wrong work. Imagine you are a doctor and you are in football field. You want to play match. Are you doing the right work? Imagine you are a boxer and you want to enter theater to perform surgery on somebody's intestine. Somebody say disaster. Somebody say tofiakwa. So you define your work based on your assignment, your purpose. So you must locate the right work. I'm telling you the component of smart work. Right work plus what? Creative work. You learn to be a creative worker. By the wisdom of God, you are creative, innovative, creative ingenuity, knowledge of witty invention, creative work, and then hard work. Am I communicating? So, diligence is defined as dedicated discipline and a what? Relentless. What's the meaning of relentless? Tireless. Okay? Commitment to what? Smart work. Now give me Proverbs 22 verse 29. Proverbs 22:29. We say harvest time is a time of what? A time of what? Plenty work. Harvest time is a time of diligent labor. No harvest for lazy man. Let me preach it to anybody. No harvest this year for lazy man, for lazy woman. If you want to reap your harvest, look at your hands. Say, these hands are working hands. They are diligent. This brain is working brain, involved in creative, productive thinking. Yeah, you know, there is mental work, there is manual work, there is mouth work. All of them must work this year. Your brain must work. It's called what? Mental work, productive thinking, creativity, innovation, and all of that. You know, Apple and Google, they are leading technological company by creativity and innovation. They are doing a lot of what? Mental work. To be ahead, use your head. And you have the mind of Christ. Then there is mouth work. Keep speaking. Tell your neighbor, keep speaking. Keep declaring God's word. Keep speaking. Keep calling forth your harvest. Faith is not quiet. Faith is a loud speaker. We having the same spirit of faith. 2 Corinthians 4:13. According as it is written, I believe, therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Do mouth work. Don't be silent. That your account balance that is looking small or is in red is talking to you, reply it. Don't be silent. When negative events are happening, don't be silent. I've taught you before. If you cannot win the war of words, you can't win the fight of faith. If you go and check the battle between David and Goliath, you will realize that David spoke, I think, 72 words or so. Goliath spoke like 14. David spoke far more words than Goliath. No wonder he won the fight. He used his words to finish Goliath even before the stone hit Goliath's head. Haven't you watched a wrestling match? Eh? This one will come, will talk. It's a war of words. Glory to God. Then manual work. See, before your hand and your leg and your other body, part of your body work, ensure that your brain and your mouth has already worked. So, do mouth work and mental work. Do mental work and mouth work before manual work. And then you will see that you will get more results. Some people work very hard manual work. They labor very hard manually, but their mouth is working against them. They use negative words to destroy the works of their hands. They destroy their harvest with their negative work. Words. Am I communicating? You are wearing good clothes. Fine clothes. You are looking good, oh. Not that you are not looking good. Somebody just gave you a compliment. Ah, I like your shirt. You are looking so fine. This one na cloth. This one na cloth. My mate they buy better. This one na cloth. No wonder as you are about to pass the door, one nail go just tear. Ah, and this is my best cloth. Oh, you are now crying. Why didn't you say it before? Your mouth was what made the nail to tear it. I just passing one car will just pass and enter gutter and splash you with potopoto water. You are coming for service. Ah, I don't spoil my clothes. Your mouth caused it. A lot of your trouble is tongue trouble. Tell your neighbor, no use your mouth to spoil your life. Don't use mouth work against yourself. Before you engage in manual work, ensure you do mental work and what? Mouth work. Speak words that will move your life forward. Am I communicating? Proverbs 22:29. Do you see a man who excels in his work? Do excellent work. He will stand before kings. He will not stand before unknown men. Seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men. The only place where success comes before work is in the dictionary, not in this real life. You want to be successful at anything, you must walk. Jesus said, I must walk. Even Jesus, during his earth walk, couldn't fulfill his assignment without embracing work as a lifestyle. Jesus said in John chapter 9 verse 4, he said, I must walk the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can walk. That's John 5:17. Then in John 9 verse, he said, my father walketh it out and I walk. Am I communicating? Okay, John 9 verse 4. I must walk the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can walk. Then John 5:17. He said, my father walketh it out and I walk. Jesus is a walker. God the Father is a walker. And you say you be God picking. So where you get your own laziness from? Who you resemble with laziness? Work is a must if you want to reap supernatural harvest. No food for lazy man. No harvest for lazy man. Am I communicating? Proverbs chapter 10 verse 4. Ojima is laughing. I say no food for lazy man. Let me add woman. Lazy man and woman. Let me add. Praise God. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand. Put your hand on your head. Say, Father, this year, I refuse to be slack. Every spirit of slackness and poverty is living my life. I receive grace to be diligent, to engage in productive labor. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. Bishop Abioe said, if you slack, you will lack. So lack is associated with slackness. Do something that God can bless. Listen, the blessing of the Lord only rests upon the works of your hands. So if there is nothing, no work that you are doing for the blessing to rest upon, how can you prosper? Anywhere you see laziness, you see poverty. Verse 5. He that gathereth in summer is a wise son. So it is wisdom to gather in the summer. He said, but he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that caused what? May you not sleep in this harvest season. May you not sleep physically and sleep spiritually in this harvest season. One of the signs of laziness is too much sleep, excessive sleeping, oversleeping. Have you seen lazy people? They sleep a lot. They can sleep 12 hours, 15 hours. They will sleep and wake up. Say, what will be time? 8 o'clock. They will change gear. Go on another 4 hours. What will be time now? Oh, the day never even go far. See, nothing to do. Just be rolling from one side of the bed to the other. Another sign of lazy people. They give excuses. They are full of excuses. Another one, procrastination. They can postpone and postpone the work they are supposed to do now. They will postpone it till later, till tomorrow. By the time they reach tomorrow, they will say till tomorrow, next tomorrow. You understand? Procrastination. They can give excuse. The Bible says, the slothful man say there is a lion in the street. Therefore, he has refused to go to work. He's in his house. He has not even gone to check to confirm whether it is true or not. He just heard and he decided to stay. Somebody say laziness. Hi, every spirit of laziness must leave you this year. Am I communicating? You must receive grace for productive labor. Give me 1 Timothy 5 verse 18. 1 Timothy 5 18. It says,
For the scripture said, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treaded out the corn. Look at the B part. And the laborer is worthy of his reward. The laborer, the person that is diligent, a diligent worker, he says is worthy of his reward. The reward there is the harvest. Give me 2 Timothy 2 verse 6. 2 Timothy 2 verse 6. Kalabako Shata. 2 Timothy, not first, 2 verse 6. 2 Timothy 2 6. Some speed, please. He says what? Are we there? 2 Timothy now. Okay, the husbandman, the farmer, that laboreth, somebody say must be the first partaker of the fruit. The fruits there is talking of the harvest. The laborer. So you must labor. The non-laborer cannot be a partaker of the harvest now. Can you be working in First Bank and it's time to collect salary? You went and say, GT Bank, where is my salary? Where is your labor? It's in First Bank. It's First Bank that will pay you. You can't go and imagine they are paying soldiers, military people, and then you go and line and say they should pay you. Which work did you do? Are you a soldier? It's only those that work that are entitled to salary. Am I communicating? If military is worse, they will arrest you. You end up in Gadrum. They will first flog you very well. They will say, maybe you took weed. They will beat you and ask for the remaining one before arresting you. Praise God. Not you. Say not me. I receive grace for productive labor. Proverbs 6 verse 6. Proverbs 6 verse 6. Kalabakoshala brakataka brakataya. He said, go to the ant, thou sluggard. Who is a sluggard? Is a lazy person, a slothful person. They are all used interchangeably. Sluggard, slothful, lazy. He said, consider our ways. What? He said, you should learn from the ant. So wisdom is not a function of the size of your brain. Look at it there. How big is the brain of an ant? Compare it to your human brain. Yes, Solomon, the wisest man, is advising you, go and learn wisdom from the ant, the wisdom of diligence and planning. He said, consider ways and be wise. You can learn from anybody. Next verse. In fact, you can learn from even a fool how not to be a fool. You know, some motivational speaker said, only study the life of successful people, great people, wealthy people. The list is not complete. Learn from everybody, including a poor man, how not to be a poor man. You understand? Wisdom comes from every... You can gain wisdom even from an ant. You don't just learn from successful people. Learn from failures too. How not to be a failure. Find out what they did that made them, that established them in the realm of failure. So that you will not do. Learn from their mistakes. So that you minimize your own. Which have been no guide. No overseer. No ruler. Some of you have HOD. Yet, they have to be... Follow you up to work. Say, these people, they don't have leader. Next verse. How long will thou sleep, O sluggard? I told you, sleep is associated with sluggards. How long will you sleep? You know, don't sleep off your life. Don't sleep the sleep of death. You know, there are people that die in their sleep. When will thou arise out of thy sleep? Verse 10. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, what will happen? So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed bandit. A translation say armed bandit. My problem is, you know, I meditated on this scripture. My problem is, I say, if a little sleep and a little slumber can result in the what of much sleep, more sleep. Think of it. You think I'm. Say, I receive grace. Not to be lazy. Do something. Start that business. Get serious. Why are you waiting to graduate before you start making money? Where is it written? Chapter what? Which book? That say you must graduate and look for government job before you start earning clean, legitimate money. Ego, kudi, owo. There are students that are your mates. They are CEO of companies. They are even employing graduates. Yet they are undergraduate. They are employing graduates to work in their companies. Learn this entrepreneurship. Thank God this year we have Economic Empowerment Summit, Financial Summit, Financial Seminars. We do. Because these ministries, this year we are raising millionaires and billionaires. Not just in naira, in dollars, in pound sterling. Praise God. Stop all this gambling and Naija bet. Look for something to do that will fetch you legitimate money. How many people have become, who among the people, world richest people on Forbes list that got there by Naija bet? Show me. Show me. Is it Mark Zuckerberg? Is it language? Any of them? Show me any of the world richest men that got there by betting. Praise God. Help your life. Some people gamble until they gamble their house. In fact, in Las Vegas, people even use their wife to gamble. That is a gambling headquarters in the world. Just imagine. Gamble with your wife. By the time you lose, the person will go away with your wife. Just imagine my fine wife. Like, I will keep her. I'll ask for forgiveness later. I repent. Praise God. Ecclesiastes 9 verse 10. We'll soon be done. Then we'll go 9:10 and then 10:18. Ecclesiastes 9:10. It says, whatsoever. Now, let's read this together. 1, 2, 3, go. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave without thou go. Where do you want to go and walk? Is it in the grave? Walk now. You see, you are looking for oil company work. That's why you are not doing anything. You've been applying for 10 years. We should knock your head. Start somewhere. Yes, even if that is the ultimate one you desire, but take up the one that is available now and start from there. Am I communicating? Start from where you are. Use what you have while you are walking towards the ultimate. Praise God. Then give me 10:18. Ecclesiastes 10:18. It says, by much slothfulness the building decayed. Can you see? And through idleness of the hands, the house what? Droppeth through. In Luke 10, verse 2, Jesus said, the harvest is plenteous, the laborers are few. He said, pray ye the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth more laborers into his harvest. Can you see that there is need for labor? Even the Lord of the harvest recognized the need for laborers. Who are laborers? Workers. There can't be harvest without work, without labor. Praise God. Second Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 10. Second Thessalonians 3 verse 10. Apostle Paul heard that there were some believers that were chopping free food and they refused to walk. He said, even when we were with you, this we commanded you. They were walking disorderly. He said that if any man will not walk, neither should he what? No food for lazy man. No harvest for lazy man. No harvest for lazy woman. Next verse. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, walking not at all, but are what? Busybodies. 12. Now them that are such we command and exhort by the Lord Jesus Christ that with quietness they should what? Walk and eat their own bread. Praise God. Say, I receive grace to walk. And then Hebrews 6:12, it says, be ye not slothful, but be followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. Praise God. That takes me to the next point. The place of patience. The place of patience. Be ye followers of them. Another requirement for your harvest is what? Patience. Can you see that faith and patience are together? Faith and patience, they are Siamese twins. Siamese twins. Who knows who is what a Siamese twins is? Eh? Faith and patience, they are twins. Siamese twins. Huh? Where are the medics? Holy Ghost doctors. Where are they? Yes, tell us. Yes, sir. Come, sir. Celebrate him. Come. I say faith and patience are what? Siamese twins. Now he wants to tell us what a Siamese twin is.
Okay, a Siamese twin is a set of conjoined twins.
Conjoined twins.
So they are born like a part of their body will be together.
Mm-hmm.
So it's either the head or the thoracic or abdominal region.
Yes. Clap for him. Clap, 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 clap. It's difficult to separate them except through surgery. You can't separate them except you go and do surgery. They are joined together. That is how faith and patience is. Follow them who through faith and patience, not faith alone, inherit the promise. The farmer knows that when he has sown the seed, he has done the weeding, he has fertilized the crop, he has protected, he has done all the work, he has done everything else. He knows that he needs to be patient. As long as the head remains, seed, time and harvest. He does not get his harvest overnight. It takes time. So patience is a proof of faith. Am I communicating? There is what we call the law of process. If you want to get any product, including your harvest, there is a law of process you must follow. And the law of process requires you to be patient. Listen, massive result, big outcomes, monumental harvest takes time. Anything great takes time, so you need to be patient. Or else, impatience will make you give birth to Ishmael. Was it not impatient that made Abraham to give birth to Ishmael? God promised him Isaac, but impatience, him and Sarah, they ended up what? Giving birth to Ishmael. And Ishmael became a global problem. Till today, the world has not recovered from Ishmael. Terrorism, this one, that one, Boko Haram, ISIS, Omana, the world cannot enjoy peace again because of Ishmael. Tell your neighbor, anytime you are impatient, you give birth to an Ishmael. Abraham received the promise after he had patiently endured. Give me verse 13. Verse 13. Verse 13. He said, for when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself. Saying, surely I will bless thee, multiply, I will multiply thee. He says, so after he had what? Patiently endure. You must demonstrate staying power. He obtained the promise after he had patiently endured. Abraham, 25 years he waited, and then got the promise. Any great thing take time. Am I communicating? Hebrews 10 verse 36. Hebrews 10 36. Hebrews 10 36. We'll soon pray now. It says, for ye have need of what? Patience. You have need of patience. You have need. What is a need? What's the difference between need and want? You know, some of us don't know the difference between need and want. For instance, now, you need water, but you don't need Coke. You don't need Maltina. You don't need juice. You don't need wine. You wants are things that you can do without. You will not die if you don't have them. It's just like this premarital sex. The way media, movie industry, and all of that, social media, they've painted it like a need before marriage, as if you will die if you don't have sex. It's a lie. Am I communicating? Zip up until you are married. In fact, somebody even said that zip up is wrong. That if you see, that means the zip was down before. So that means the person has done something. He said it should have been, that advert should have been, don't zip down. Am I communicating? Tell neighbor, don't zip down until you are married. You will not die if you not do the do. Don't worry, when you marry, you go do until you tire. You go do, if you like more, now do from morning to night. Now come to look each other. And you will enjoy your sex life. Then, if you didn't dash people free of charge before you got married, because any sex outside marriage is a cheated sex. You are a fool. And you know what you are doing? You are sowing a wrong seed. Do you know, studies show that a lot of people that live sexually promiscuous life, they've been having sex before they finally got married. Do you know their sexual satisfaction is lower in marriage? They don't usually enjoy sexual satisfaction. They are the type that usually tell their husband, if he's a lady, he knows how he do. Compared to who? To their boyfriends before they got married. So you see, she has been practicing. She even know all the styles. Say now only one style is Abi. Missionary. Oh, so you even sabi all the different style. That your boyfriend don't they give you different style. You see? You see, you are not enjoying your sex life now in marriage because you've been practicing without license. May God deliver you. It's true. And then you sow seed of lust. You see, fornication is practicing for adultery. Yeah, it's the same problem. Yes, lack of self-control, sexual lust. The person that is fornicating before marriage, we commit adultery after marriage. That's the truth. It's the same problem. Changing side. Tell your neighbor, zip up. Is it? Don't zip down. Which one? Praise God. You have need of patience. Patience is a need. That after you have done the will of God, that you might receive the promise of the harvest. Somebody say, I've applied all the principle. I've done what God told me to do. I've done the will of God. What do you need? Patience. I've done everything, no result. Calm down. He said, you have need of patience. The The harvest will not come overnight. It will come over time. The vision is for an appointed time. At the end, it shall speak at the appointed time. Am I communicating? I told you that the pregnancy of a rat lasts only 21 days and then the rat gives birth. The pregnancy of an elephant lasts how long? 28 months. Now imagine a rat and an elephant, they got pregnant at the same time. Who will deliver first? Imagine the rat laughing the elephant. He say, this is your pregnancy self. Now forever he go take. But by the time the elephant finally deliver, 28 months later, can you compare the baby elephant with the baby rat? They are incomparable. The finger of a baby elephant is not just bigger than the baby rat, it's bigger than the mother rat. Put the whole mother rat. So the result that come when you follow the law of process and you patiently endure, they are incomparable to all these quick fixes. You know, our generation like Jehovah Sharp Sharp. They want the version of Jehovah Sharp Sharp. Am I communicating? That's why many people like to play Bet Nanja. Get rich quick syndrome. They want to get rich overnight until their ticket they burn. Do you know research have shown that all this lottery, all these bets, all those gambling, no matter how many million you win from there, research shows that you can never truly become wealthy that way, except you are already rich in your financial literacy and you have already gained financial intelligence. That's why most of them, they'll just blow the money. Am I communicating? So wake up. Luke 8:15, then James 5:17, and then we'll pray. Luke what? Luke 8:15. He said, but that on the good ground, that the seed sown on the good ground, are they which in an honest and a good heart. Oh, what a good, a honest, can you see the condition of the heart before the seed produced? An honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it. They kept the word, so they were doers of the word, and bring forth fruit overnight. Bring forth fruit immediately. Bring forth fruit with what? With patience. It takes patience to harvest. It takes time. Waiting time. It's just like the word of God is working in your life. People will look at you now and laugh at you. No worry. Something is cooking. There is a metamorphosis. There are things that are happening. Just tell them, just give me some more time. Give me time. Give him time. Give her time. I may be trekking now, but give me time. We'll soon be jetting. Jetting from just to Chicago, jetting to preach the gospel everywhere. I may be single now, but give me. Some people's wedding is April. The others will follow. How many more will follow? I may be barren now, but give me. I may be begging transport now, begging food now, but give me. The word is working. The word works. It brings forth fruit with patience. Rise to your feet. Rise to your feet. Say, wait for it. The vision is for an appointed time. At the end it shall speak. Though it tarry, wait for it. Shall not tarry. James 5:7. James 5:7. It's one of our anchor scripture. It says, be patient.
Can you read this scripture together with me? 1, 2, 3, go. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman, the farmer, waited for the precious fruit of the earth, that's the harvest, and had what? Long patience for it, until he received the early and the latter. You know, since I was small, I was hearing this phrase, Jesus is coming soon. See how patient God is. We are still waiting for his coming. Some of you are not patient enough. You are not patient enough. That's why many people become victim of Ponzi scheme. They say invest 100,000. We'll give you 500,000 every month. Even you know fear. You know, it takes some element of impatience and greed for them to even defraud you. The fact that they defrauded you, we should suspect you. You were impatient and you were greedy. Am I communicating? They invest 100,000, they give you 500,000 every month. How were you thinking they will raise the money to pay everybody, if not fraud? Am I communicating? Lift up your hands. Say, Father, I receive grace to be patient. Go ahead and talk to him. Kaleboko shala prakate ke prakata. Manda bakoso vraka paramande ke bregedia. I receive grace. Inasmuch as my faith is working, I receive grace to apply the law of patience. He said, be ye for, don't be slothful, the followers of them who through faith and patience inherited the promise. I receive grace to be patient in the name of Jesus. Give me 1 Corinthians 15:10. You are going to pray, Father, I receive grace for diligence, grace to labor productively. I refuse every form of laziness. Kaligo barakatai, the spirit of laziness, I divorce you. I send you packing out of my life. Paul said, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly. I labored more abundantly than they all. He said, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. You are going to say, Father, I receive great grace for laboring, great grace for diligence, great grace to be a smart worker, great grace to labor, kingdom labor. Lift up your voice. Grace to labor abundantly this year in order to reap your mega harvest. Grace to labor in prayer. Grace to labor in fasting. Grace to labor in the word. Grace to labor in preaching and teaching. Grace to labor.
We believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Satlong King or to partner with us, please visit www.agmionline.org. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 006-530-2610 or 0703-699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you.